Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge,
and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, well, that ends suddenly. So, 0344 499 1000. Thank you, George Galloway, for your delightful and kind words. An excellent show. This is Ryan and Kath's last show before Christmas. We're here for New Year's Eve. And we got Holly on the phones. And she's not very good on the phone, so we've decided to take calls straight to air, just to save everybody the embarrassment. We'll do calls straight to air. Maybe we'll mix it up tonight. I don't know. It's kind of the last day of term, and it's been a weird old day. I'm on the front page of the Daily Star. Not just a tiny thing. Here, let me set you up with a gag. I'm on the front page of the Daily Star, which is amazing, because normally they just have tits on there. Okay, you got that? Okay, that's a free one I'm giving you. And then I've just seen that I'm a big thing on Reddit. I'm on Reddit. Very, very strange. Listen, all we did, Catherine and I, in terms of that call, we did our job as broadcasters and we did our jobs as human beings, and that's it. I have no update on Chris. I don't expect to get an update on Chris. I called him a couple of times yesterday and I texted him and he's not replied, and that's cool. That's fine. I'm going to text him probably on Sunday at some point, and if he doesn't want to reply, you know what? That's absolutely fine, because it's not my story. It's not your story. It's not a movie where we get an ending. It's life, you know, life. You don't always know what happens next. You don't know what happened to the people in it. So, as always, wishing Chris a lot of love and a lot of luck. And Chris, if you are listening, you've got my number. If you want to send us a text or give us a call, you'd be welcome to. But, as speaking as someone who's been invited to his neighbour's two door down to a Christmas drinks on Christmas Eve, and he's terrified, I'm fully aware there's no pressure, man. I don't want to put any more pressure on your shoulders. You don't have to contact me if you don't want. My work, our thing is done if you want it to be done, and it's not if you don't, and we can keep it off air, and all of that. So that is the situation where we Catherine's just putting together that call as a podcast. We got the thumbs up to put it out as a podcast. And while it sounds slightly flippant doing that, I actually think there is some humanitarian and humane merit in doing it. I think it might actually help. I think Chris's pain might actually help a lot of other people. And that would be wicked. And who knows, it might even help Chris. Certainly helped me as a human being. Certainly helped me. And it certainly encouraged me to engage in a conversation with my kids about pain and about misery and about sadness and about speaking up. So we can talk about that if you want, but otherwise we're taking calls straight to air. You give me a call, 0344 499 1000. Every time I see a number pop up on the screen, I click on this little button and I say, line one, you are on the wireless.
Hi, my name's Tara. Hello?
Hello, your name is what? Harris?
No, it's Tara, T-A-R-A.
Tara, sorry, Tara. I'm going deaf. This is the problem. As I get older, I'm going terribly deaf. Good evening, Tara.
That's okay. I just want to let you know that, like, after that Chris incident...
Yeah.
Tara,
do me a favour, because we're both getting confused. Turn your radio off. That's what's confusing me, because I can hear the 7-second delay in the background. So if you turn that off...
You are on the wireless.
Oh, gosh, it's long. Yeah. That's a long old delay, that is.
Oh, my God, I sound awful.
Have you turned it off?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Go on then. Well, sorry, what were you saying? After the call with Chris, yes.
Yes. I used to suffer with anxiety, depression.
Yeah.
I tried slitting my wrist and all of this lot. But what it's done is, because, like, the call really... I listened to the full 27 minutes and it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it's kind of... I don't know how to put it. Christmas Day, I've managed to get my husband to agree to this. We are going to London, and our Christmas dinner is going to be put into wraps. And we're going to London, and we're going to try and feed as many homeless people.
Beautiful.
As we possibly can. We've only got like a medium-sized turkey.
Yeah.
But basically our Christmas dinner is going to be put into a wrap and we are going to go to London.
There you go.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And we are going to go around and try to feed some homeless people.
Well, Tara, that is a wonderful thing to do. You should be very proud of yourself. Congratulations. That's a lovely selfless act.
Well,
who's cooking it, and are they a good cook? That's the question that the homeless people want to know. Is it you, and can you cook, or is it just that every year you ruin your Christmas dinner by burning it? What's happening, Tara?
No, we don't really generally have Christmas dinner because there's only two of us. My husband is really good at stuff like that.
Yep.
It was something I wanted to do next year. I wanted to make sure that I could get it all planned, so I could like take down. So it would be nice and warm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we decided that we're going to do it earlier, so it isn't going to be nice and warm. It's going to be done on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh.
Everything is going to be wrapped up. Literally everything that you could get. On a Christmas plate.
Are you having Brussels sprouts?
Everything.
Yes! Then, because otherwise, here's the thing. If there ain't no Brussels sprouts, then it's not an S Club party, as far as I'm concerned. You've got to have the Brussels sprouts.
Christmas dinner isn't Christmas dinner without Brussels sprouts.
Even if you don't like Brussels sprouts, you should still have them on your plate. Me and my youngest are the only ones in our family that like Brussels sprouts. Everybody else hates it, and that disgusts me. Tara?
Oh, you should put... You should try calling them cabbage or mini cabbage.
Mini cabbage. Le petit cabbage. Yeah. Le mini petit cabbage. Hey, Tara, listen, you are doing a great thing. You should be very proud of yourself. If we inspired you with that phone call, then that's something. But you sound like you've got goodness in your heart. And you sound like a good human being. And that sounds like a wonderful thing to do on Christmas. And I wish you the very, very best of luck with it. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless. And for the new listeners, that's the show summed up in two phone calls. That is it in two phone calls. Honestly, that's how we got a load of new listeners. I had to do an interview with America today, and I might be doing one with New Zealand later. But that is the show in two phone calls. We go from a very serious, heartfelt story from a young woman who's going to reach out and help to a bloke playing a recorder badly down the phone. That's it. That is it. That's all we got. 0344 499 1000. This is the late night alternative. Weeknights from 10 with me, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Something has changed with this. This is not the same, but let me explain. This microphone has changed. I can't tilt it. There's no tilt feature, and I'm sure there's been a tilt feature. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Tara, I'm not quite sure what you're apologising for. You have nothing to apologise for. It's calls straight to air. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. There's a 7-second delay. But it's the last air term. Who can be bothered to work properly? I thought George Galloway was going to bring in some board games and his Spectrum and load that up and then run off around the building with walkie-talkies. But no, he did a show. He actually did work. The guy's a lunatic. Good evening, Line 1. You're on the wireless.
Good evening,
young man. Good evening, old man.
Good evening, young lady.
She's not in yet.
Oh, well, that's not good then, is it?
Hey, here's the thing, right? Kath did the I'll get her to do it later on. Kath did the worst Father Christmas impression I've ever heard in my life, right? So I thought tonight we would ask all the callers to do their best Father Christmas impression. At the end, we'll announce a winner, and there's a prize of £1 million up for grabs.
OK.
So let's hear yours, Manny.
We'll fix that for me to win then, Annie.
OK, mate.
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho.
Sorry? Hang on a minute. What does Father Christmas say? Well,
ho, 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 ho.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
At the beginning.
No, he doesn't.
At the beginning.
No, he doesn't at the beginning. No, he says something very, very specific at the beginning.
No, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Right, we're getting there. It's three hoes. Ho, ho, okay. Ho. Not Merry cool. Christmas, young children.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, Ian, I just want to wish you and Kat and everybody a very Merry Christmas.
I got beef with you, I got beef with you, Manny.
Why?
Last year, or maybe it was the year before. You sent me a present. You sent me some aftershave. Some cheap aftershave from the market.
Well, we know it wasn't. No, it was not from the bloody market, man. It's from Avon.
It didn't have the Avon name on it.
No, it was from Avon.
It didn't have the Avon name on it.
Well, I don't know. It was from Avon. I was told it was from Avon.
Well, you're a blind man. You got stitched up, mate. They lied to you.
Never mind.
Anyway,
never mind.
So when was that? Last year or the year before?
Last year.
Yeah, I've still got it. I use it. It's my emergency aftershave, right?
Good.
No present this year, Manny. And you're working this year. You're working this year, and you can afford a decent present, better than the market aftershave.
Okay. I'll send you something after the new year.
I don't want an after the new year present. That doesn't exist as a thing.
Hang on. In the sales, ain't it?
Manny, you don't have to buy me anything. Because I'm never talking to you ever again. Because you're scum. Mary, I'm joking.
Hang on. You know, the other day with Chris, it's not just him you help. You help a lot of people, you know. A lot of people out there who were in, sort of, you know, thinking of doing what we were doing, but they were two minds. Okay. They know what they put people through.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That's why we decided to put it out as a podcast, because we thought it might help a few more people.
Anyway, it's Gus there.
All right. No, she's not. She popped in, then she saw it was you on the screen, and she went out again.
Good. Anyway.
Tati, bye.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well. Yeah, thank you very much indeed. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening,
ho,
line
ho,
two.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry
you.
Christmas.
Okay, now do it in a Father Christmas voice.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Ian.
Well, that's better than Kath. Kath is here. Let's have Kath's mic up.
Mine's wicked.
Let's hear. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear Catherine Boyle's Father Christmas impression that started this whole thing off. And do it. Don't do it now. You've heard mine. Do it as you did it out in the street.
Ho, ho, ho. Would you like to climb up on my knee?
I think that's fine.
You sound like the Mr. Veggie. What's his name?
You've been a very bad boy.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
That's really good.
Then you were going, though. What does he say? Is it ho, ho, ho?
Does he say
ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho? Or ho, ho, ho. Some people say it phonetically and some people, you know, some helpers freestyle on the ho, ho, ho. I mean, would you say ho, ho, ho or ho, ho, ho?
Ho, 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 because that's what he says. That's the
ho,
line.
Ho, ho.
By the way, here's the thing, right? This is really important, OK?
Yeah.
I need some help. I need some technical help. And already I think I've seen that I can't do this. It's tight.
It's tiny.
It's tight. We're wearing Father Christmas hats to get in the festive spirit.
We're Father Chris Mai.
Here's the thing, right? So I've got these kittens, and I've just had Hive installed with my new boiler, which means everything in my home could be controlled from my pocket telephone, right? So I can turn the heating on from my pocket telephone, but I still do it. I get my phone out, I open the app, I then go and stand by the thermostat and point my phone at the thermostat. So that's stupid. But here's the thing, Louise. This has changed. Here's the thing. I bought. You can connect a video camera to it, not VHS, a webcam to it. You just plug it in and then you're connected. So I can now watch my cats my kittens on my phone.
Aww.
Yeah, it's great. And me and Kath went out for our Christmas dinner.
So cute.
And it was just me going, I'll just check on them one more time. And here's the thing. I can press a button and speak to them, and they shit themselves.
Oh, it's not fair.
They, like, sit up and go, what, he's coming back, but I can't, where, what, hang on. It keeps waking them up. Hello, girls! Keep waking them up. Here's the thing. I can't work out if I can watch that on my laptop or not. I don't think you can watch Hive on your laptop. And that to me seems like an insane abuse of power by the Hive people, who I think are British guests. There are other ways of doing this. There's Nest as well. There's loads of these different systems. When the lads were installed, it's like young lads installing the boiler. I said, golly gosh, I can control my heating with my telephone? And they went, yeah. I went, wow, we're truly living in the future. But is there a way of connecting these systems to your computer? Because I want to watch the cats on my computer.
I have no idea. Oh, I don't go on a laptop.
Oh, you don't go on the laptop?
When it comes to things like that. I have no laptop. I just get a tablet and mobile.
Well, some of our listeners, like Lane, have no lap.
Oh, it's Christmas. Oh.
I'm going to get him one for Christmas. Lane, I'm getting you a lap for Christmas.
Oh, oh. Ho, ho, ho. Would you like a lap, young man?
That sounds weird.
What you got for us, Louise? Come on, you've taken up so much time already.
I barely said a word.
That's your problem. It's your beef. Come on, Levi.
I just want to say to both of you, you don't know what you have done for me throughout the year, this past year.
Oh.
And I just want to thank you both for what you've done for me throughout the past year. Because of you two, I've met some amazing people. I've made some amazing friends.
Why don't you give them a call?
You've been able to go... Sorry?
I was just saying that's lovely.
You're so...
Yeah.
Have you met many weirdos? Because that's all Ian. The weirdos are all Ian's team.
Oh, I think I'm probably the weirdo. But less said about that, the better. But, you know, sort of getting out and being able to, you know, go to the rabbit holes and stuff as well. There's been some pretty difficult times and, you know, being able to listen to you guys every night, every weeknight, you know, that has helped massively.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Merry
four,
Christmas.
Three,
Merry Christmas, Lee.
2, 1.
Thank you.
I like that. Oh, I like that. It's a countdown to doom. I like that. That comes in, guys. If you hear those numbers on your phone call, you better hurry up. Dave says your microphone tilt. The microphone doesn't tilt. He says is an example of the Mandela effect, or you just need to tilt the studio instead. Let's go to line five. Line five, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hi. Is that me?
No, it's us.
I suppose. I'm so sorry. I'm just phoning Ian to speak to him. I don't need to go on air because I've just lost somebody in my family.
Okay, well, hang on. Hang on a second. You're on air. It's called straight to air this evening, so...
Oh, thank you. I didn't realise, Ian. I just wanted to say it's been a difficult week for me, and I didn't want to come on the air because I didn't want to start blubbing. I just wanted to say I've had a terrible week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And you always put a smile on my face, and you're the first person pretty much this week that's put a smile on my face, Ian.
That'd be £50.
And I really, really appreciate it, Ian. Well, thank you.
Thank you, mate. I'm sorry you've had a lousy week, and...
it is what it is, Ian, you know.
It's the circle of life, as my mother-in-law would say.
Yeah, exactly right. And my dad, who has just passed... Always used to say, whatever it was, used to say, I blame the government.
Yeah.
Which always makes me laugh.
Yeah, well, blame Theresa May for his passing, then. If that keep up the tradition.
Yeah. Well,
that's what he would have wanted. I'm really sorry, man. I'm making light, but he must be in a lot of pain, and I'm really sorry to hear that.
Ian, you've put a smile on my face. I'm going to listen to the rest of your show now, Ian. Thanks very much, my friend.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy good Christmas to you.
Happy good Christmas? What is this insanity? A happy good Christmas?
Give him a break.
I can't. You know me. It's Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Or nothing at all.
A happy good Christmas?
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Ah, man, here's the thing. I've had so many people reach out to me. It's an American phrase, but I quite like it now. In the last couple of days, through various different ways. I didn't know for ages, didn't know until the other day, actually, that people can send you private messages on Instagram, but you have to approve them. Otherwise, they don't know that it's been delivered. So I went to this, I just saw this button on Instagram and I clicked it. And there's like about 50 such and such wants to send you a private message. And loads of them were, and on my email as well, loads of them were from people who had either lost someone to suicide. There was one, I won't give away too many details, but a young lady who said earlier this year, she was when she was 16, she tried to kill herself. And she'd heard the call, and she was glad she hadn't killed herself, you know. And man alive, there's a lot of people struggling out there, guys. And just be nice to each other. Just be nice to each other, and if someone's struggling, help them. I don't know. I did an interview for an American thing today. I don't really know what it was. And at the end, in kind of a real American style, so. What's your message to the people? I'm sat there.
Not up your bum.
I didn't say up your bum. I'm sat there, sat on my beanbag, trying to get my cat, coax my cats out. I'm sat there and I said, I don't really have a message. I'm meant to have a message now. I'm just a guy doing a job. You should have heard us. The next night when we had some idiot phoning in who was trying to tell me that I was mainstream media calling everyone racist. You know, it's I don't know. I don't have a message, but I do have a message for Dredge. If he ever calls this show ever again, I am going to hunt him down and I'm going to rip his head off of his neck and I'm going to use it as a bowling ball with his mouth for my three fingers. No, hang on. My thumb and my pointer, Peter Pointer, are going to go in his eyes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use a mouth First of all, I'm going to urinate in his mouth.
Boy.
Of his decapitated head.
Yep.
Then I'm going to shove my thumb and forefinger into Peter Pointer, into his eyes.
Where's the bird going?
That's going to go up his a-hole.
Whoa.
Then I'm, which I've also removed, and I'm carrying that as a good luck charm. And then I'm going to take it to a local bowling alley, and before they manage to call the police and taser me, because there's a lunatic bowling a head, a decapitated head,
uh-huh.
I'm going to get a perfect strike.
Boy.
And that'll be the most successful thing that Dredge has ever achieved.
Gosh,
so if he calls me, he just better be careful.
I wouldn't want to be that guy.
Mm-mm-mm. Let's go to the next caller. Line 4, you're on the wireless.
Hi, it's Dredge here.
Oi!
What are the chances? You better say goodbye to that headbuster, because at some point it's going bowling in the Maidenhead Bowlerama, all right?
So you can tell who's phoning in then. You can tell who's phoning in on your
literally,
on these strange programs.
Literally, I had no idea. I swear to you, I had no idea.
Power to all our friends. That's my message this Christmas.
All right, Cliff.
The music that never ends.
It feels like it doesn't.
Have you seen the advert for his new album?
No. What's that like? Is it sort of?
Oh, it's my new jam, and every time it comes on, I try and film it, and I fail.
What is it?
It's him.
What is it? Is it like? Does it focus on his wig, or is it?
Sorry, whoa.
His what?
I don't know what you're talking about, but both him and Hank Marvin have got very thick, lustrous, dark hair. No, it's him wearing the worst clothes possible.
It's a jumper with a lot of zips.
Yeah, miming in front of a green screen, doing a Christ-like pose.
I was going to say, yes, Christ-like. You know, the outstretched arms.
There's that weird sort of walking, singing. Honestly, try and. I wonder if it's on YouTube. It could be on YouTube.
What was that bit? What was the.
That was him singing.
That was his false teeth clattering. Cliff.
And then he ends with this kind of pow.
Advert.
Arms out. Yeah.
But I mean, what I find odd about all these old pop stars, right, is that they've all got a load of, you know, lustrous hair. But why doesn't the wig ever come off?
They don't wear wigs, Dredge, he said, protecting you from being sued.
It's part of their talent.
Richard.
Never gonna break me down.
Here
he is.
Rise up.
They're never gonna take me down.
A sensational collection of brand new songs. The BBC stitched me up. I took them to court. I got them to apologise.
I bought myself a smart zippy jumper.
That's my favourite song.
Hey.
I'm going to tweet you privately the video so you can watch. There you go. I've tweeted it to you privately. The BBC stitched me up. It's got a good song there, hasn't it? Whoa, I took them to court.
Court.
What's the constipation relief seems to be feeling with glee.
Yeah, you better sing it like the mums.
Constipation relief leaves me feeling with glee. I'm strutting my stuff for the whole to see.
Did you say shatting or
strutting?
Oh, strutting.
You heard that advert, Dredge?
I
might as well go and do a gig down at the local morgue. The response I'm getting from this guy.
He's threatened to decapitate
me. He wonders why I want to, and I don't need to. It's actually a desire. He wonders why I want to decapitate him. Hey, Kath, I've just noticed something, Dredge. You'll get this reference. Kath, in a leopard print dress and a Father Christmas hat and a dyed hair and makeup on, you look like Kat Slater.
I'll tell you who Kath looks like,
here
right?
It
struck me today. Monica Geller.
Ah, now that's been said before when I was a very young woman and people were trying to get round me. Mm. So, Dredge, you are round.
Oh.
Great.
That's a bit rude, isn't it?
But sadly, you're about to lose your head and have it bowled. So,
bold.
It was good while it lasted.
Bold finger.
Monica Geller doesn't look like Monica Geller anymore. It's sad.
I don't know who Monica Geller is, but I'm enjoying
Courtney
it.
Courtney Cox.
Okay. Someone out of Friends. Have you ever seen Friends?
Only one episode once. Well, only one episode twice.
Have you ever seen Courtney Cox?
I haven't caught any Cox, no.
That's not what I
She's heard. The woman in the Bruce Springsteen video that comes out of the audience. You know the one I mean.
I was tempted to watch Bruce Springsteen on Broadway because it appeared on Netflix, and then I was about to put it up and I thought, I don't like Bruce Springsteen.
But you like Broadway.
I do like Broadway. I'm really enjoying and I'm doing it very slowly, the Loudon Wainwright III special on Netflix. That's a great show.
But Bruce Springsteen, all he's doing with that is the same thing Ray Davies did 10 years ago, right? The storyteller thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, mate. He's not the first, but yeah. And all Ray Davies was doing what the old minstrels used to do in the 1400s.
Well, the black and white minstrels.
The Buffalo Minstrels. wasn't Neil Young in the Buffalo Minstrels?
Was that a shot? What was that?
Sorry? Eight,
oh, seven, blimey. All right. Six, have a good Christmas, five, you guys. Four,
no, we're merry one.
Fare thee well. Fare thee well.
He's gone.
He sounded perky, didn't he?
He's gone.
For a doomed man.
This is the thing. They do often say that when you know, when you have like a date for your death, you're like, we just get on with it.
It's a relief.
It's a relief. Mm-hmm. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hello, dear. Would you like to come and sit on Hunter's knee?
Okay, that wasn't bad. We didn't get Dredge to do his Father Christmas. let me call him back. Hang on. Let's call Dredge back.
I want to hear John Peel doing Father Christmas.
Oh, God. Let's get Dredge to do Father Christmas.
Don't threaten him again, because I feel like...
He deserved it. He's scum. He's a scumbag. That's a scumbag.
Let's get what we want and then threaten him.
Hello, Dredge? Hello? Hello? My phone doesn't always... Hello, Dredge?
Hello,
Yes, can you do your Father Christmas for us as John Peel, please?
Ho, 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 it's the Green Giant, and tonight on the programme, absolutely nothing.
Thanks very much. Line...
I love that. Thank you so much.
Line four, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, line four.
Hello, it's Harry Redknapp here. Fantastic. Isn't this terrific? It is terrific. All right, Simon, the jam roly-poly, isn't it? You know Crouchy?
Are you speaking English, sir?
It's Harry Redknapp.
Okay.
Do you know Crouchy?
I'm going to say yes. Peter Crouch, the football man, yes.
Fantastic player, our Crouchy, you know. And our Sarge, she loves him, terrific, Fetcher. He loves him, isn't
he? Okay. Well, thank you. What did you say your name was? Reddy?
Harry Redknapp.
Thank you very much indeed. Not a clue. Line five, you're on the wireless.
Hiya.
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 Do it again. We'll do it in harmony. Do it and then hold the note, okay? Where you go?
Hiya.
Hiya. That's good. Holly,
oh my God,
do you reckon you could do a fourth? Can you do a harmony on that? Here we go. We're gonna go.
She can.
Look. Oh, look. Cough, cough, cough. Here we go. Amy, take it away.
Hiya.
Oh, whoa. Stop. You've gone up too high. Go back down a bit. I can't. We
can take it down.
No, okay. No, we're going up. You've got to build up.
All right.
Go down. Go, Amy.
Hiya.
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 Right, stop. You did it wrong, Kath. That sounded ragga. You made it sound Native American, which I like, Holly. I like that. You made it sound ragga. So let's go again. This time, really focused.
All right, so everyone.
One, two, three, Amy.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hiya. You, stop.
Right, okay. This is
go again.
Holly, you're great.
Thank you. We
might need you to come and take Kath's part. And that's <like 10> Right, Amy, away you go. Three, four.
Hiya.
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 Well done, guys. That's why we work at it, because we're the best. But we only get to be the best by working at it. Well done. Yes, Amy. People tuning in from all over the world expecting to hear a heartfelt, conversation about mental health. You've got four idiots, and I include you in that, Hayley and Holly. Amy, who's Hayley? Hayley's not even here. Amy.
But she's an idiot.
She's the biggest idiot of all. Four idiots trying to do a four-part harmony thing. Isn't that dumb? Yes, Hayley, Amy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Ian.
Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you for everything this year from you and Kath. For like putting my name on the door for your event. And
don't tell everyone we put your name on the door, but come on now, that's crazy talk. I don't know what she's talking about. We never put this dame's broad's name on the door. Why would we do that? Crazy talk. You're welcome.
Sorry, I don't know what I meant there.
No, I don't know what you meant. You're insane. It's because you met a tiger the other day. She met a tiger the other day.
Did you? Did he come and drink all of Daddy's beer and drink all the water out of the tap?
What?
Oh, dear, you poor thing.
Oh, dear, Amy.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Mean I'm young.
Barham is listening and tweets, this is the craziest effing show I've ever heard. They are certifiably insane. The presenter, Ian Lee, and his lady helper. And the people calling in are even crazier.
Recognize.
My mince pies in the spies in disguise.
Oh, my.
One day, Amy, one day I'm so the sausage roll song is number one in the charts.
Which is good news for the Trussell Trust.
Good news for the Trussell Trust, but also it's good news. It's good to have,
bad news for Ariana Grande. I'm sure she'd be very upset.
It's good to have novelty songs back in the charts. Last one was, 18 years ago. Last Christmas, number one novelty song was 18 years ago. I can't think what it was. Knocked Eminem's Stan out of the number one
slot. Wasn't Don't Let the Bells End?
What? Don't Let the Bells End? No, that didn't get number one. That was a flop.
I thought that was a cracking song.
I thought it was a lousy song.
What?
Yeah. Amy, please get to the point, because you just keep wittering on and we're going around in circles, my dear.
Sorry. Yes, I just wanted to say thanks for everything, and I hope you both have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, I like this girl's style. She knows how to speak English.
I'd be happy with either or. Both would be a bonus.
So Catherine is hoping for some boners for Christmas. If I don't know if you have any spare ones there, Amy.
Aren't we all?
Oh, no, we are not.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ah, yeah, yes. let's hear your Father Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
It wasn't
great.
It sounded sad, but...
4, 3, thank you for everything. 2, peace and love, guys. 1.
She's gone.
Out. Get out.
I like that. That is...
sounds dramatic.
Doesn't it? Let's go to line 79, a line we don't use very often. Good evening, line 79.
Ian, how are you?
That's none of your business.
Been busy?
Is he a taxi driver?
No, I'm not. I was just phoning Ian. I'm not your biggest fan, to be honest with you, but I just wanted to say you did a cracking job the other night. I've not listened to the whole call, but I'm a former police officer who went through some very bad things.
You should be my biggest fan, because I'm the greatest presenter in the world. I'm going to come... Well, I'm teasing. Listen, man, that's very kind, and I'm sorry you went through some bad things, and I hope life is on a more even keel now.
It is. Unfortunately, it took meeting a woman to do that for me, but we won't tell her that.
Oh, okay. That's mysterious and weird. Okay. But you're cool now? You're good? You're back where you need to be?
I think right, there. Everyone, Ian, like probably like yourself, good days and bad days.
Yes.
I'm at a stage now, though, where the good times are better than the bad times and longer lasting than the bad times. And it's just about getting yourself through those bad times, isn't it? But I think you did a fantastic job, and you and Kathy deserve all the praise that you're getting at the minute.
Thank you very much. I genuinely... Now, if you worked as a policeman, you might know this. How do I get an OBE out of this? I'd like an OBE, and I would like a Pride of Britain.
Yeah, you don't do things like you did, though, for the awards, do you?
Oh, God, yes. That's the reason we hired the actor and wrote the script. I'm joking. Of course not. It was...
You did a fantastic thing, and, you know, a lot of places would have just hung up on the person, thinking it was a wind-up, but you didn't.
Well,
so
we just did our...
Hat off to you.
Well, thank you, man. We just did our job as human beings, and hopefully everyone would step up to the plate.
5. Exactly, and do you know what? I've got a message to everyone else. 2, do something good, and you get good back.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much, Dave. I'm never sure how to take those. I don't like you, but I'm not a fan of yours, but... thank you, Dave. There was a particularly vicious one on Twitter the other day. I used to think he was shit, but I do think he's shit, but this is great. Okay.
To me, and I'm not talking about that caller. I'm talking about when people do that. It feels like they're doing that for themselves rather than for you. Why do they need to say that to you? It's like Yeah, I'm still right. I'm still me. I'm still keeping it real.
Constipation relief leaves me filling with glee.
Filling with glee?
Strutting my stuff for the whole world to see. It's a real advert. Call straight to air, night before Saturday, so Friday. Talk radio.
Christmas on Talk Radio. Top of the tree.
Talk radio. Ho, ho, ho!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.